brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. It is, of course, the first day of August 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Lyndon LaRouche joining us via video and audio connection from Virginia coming up in the second hour, and we will open the phones up in the second half of the interview with Lyndon LaRouche on the economy and what's happening geopolitically and worldwide. We'll also get his take on the whole debt ceiling fracas that is ongoing. I want to air a special report today. In fact, to do that coming up in the next segment, exclusive ATF intimidates gun owners with home visits. And if you are a radio listener, and not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, we do have the video report posted at Infowars.com, and I'm asking everybody to get this report out to your friends, your family, your neighbors. This is Obama launching a massive gun grab by stealth, and the headline for the video is Obama Launches Gun Grab. And it is, again, posted on the front page of Infowars.com. We're going to lead with that when we come back from break. And then I'm going to get into the economy, stock slide after weak manufacturing news. Monday, look ahead. Debt deal rally could be short-lived. Dow tumbles on weak manufacturing report. Middle classes to be hit by tax increase by the back door. Obama and Boehner face furious backlash from their own parties as last-minute debt deal is slammed as a fudge or a lie. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, of course, former head of policy at the Treasury Department under Reagan, said, will the ceiling fall in? Disastrous outcomes of an orchestrated crisis. We'll be going over some of that report. Jim Cramer accuses Obama of creating tremendous fear and panic. Well, yeah, but it doesn't matter if that made Obama's approval rating fall even faster. It's his job to destroy confidence. It's his job to bring in carbon taxes and put a further wet blanket on a faltering economy. They want to implode it to consolidate it. How many globalist CFR white papers do you have to see to understand that? People say, why are they doing things that hurt the economy? They know raising taxes hurts the economy. They know it means less tax receipts come in. In every case, you raise taxes, less money comes in. People are like, what? Oh, you didn't know history? When you cut taxes, people spend it in the economy, and the economy speeds up, and then more overall revenue comes in. You cut a little, you get some growth. You cut a lot, you get a ton of growth. You cut massively, you get gigantic growth. And so the economy speeds up, so much more money is invested and spent that tax revenues increase. That's why the only states that have lower taxes, like Texas and a few others, are actually growing when the rest of the country is going into a depression, because we're not perfect and we got high taxes here, but compared to everywhere else, they're low. That's one of the few things the U.S. still has going for it. As high as our taxes are, it's lower than many other areas of the world, Western Europe, Japan, places like that. And so there is still some investment here, even though we've been basically deindustrialized. But you put more taxes on it and quote, create global standardization of taxes, which the UN, OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, and others are always calling for. They call the U.S. a tax haven because, you know, on average, the average personally pays about 60% in taxes, quote, wealthy people around 70% or higher. And in many areas of Europe, you're paying upwards of 80 or more. So they're trying to get us to that point. But this key report on the gun grabbing coming up first, and then we're going to get into just masses of key news today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Genesis Network, GCNLive.com.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the first day of August, kicking off the new month. 11 a.m. and 8 minutes Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us. We have Lyndon LaRouche, who really needs no introduction, joining us to give us his take on the economy, the debt ceiling, the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening. We'll also look at the latest developments in Libya, Syria, Iran. That is all coming up later in the second hour today. We will also open the phones up at the bottom of the hour here. But first, I want to get into this special report dealing with a stealth attack on the Second Amendment in just a moment. And then we're going to get into middle class to be hit by tax increase by the back door. Obama and Boehner face furious backlash from their own parties as last-minute debt deal is slammed as a lie or as a fudge. Also, world warns of disaster if no debt deal is done. We're being learned that the bankers are our masters. Also, UK police tell public to report any type of government criticism that's anti-government, and they say connected to terrorism and the prime minister over in Norway is also telling political rivals that we're gaining in the polls with the upcoming election in Parliament, not to criticize the illegals, the legals, the giant populations that the government's bringing in to play off against the domestic Norwegians in the aftermath of the shooting. They're saying we may just ban free speech in Norway. We may just not allow you to criticize these people. But first, I want to get to this report that will take us out to break. Then we'll come back and get into all that news. Exclusive, ATF intimidates gun owners with home visits, and the video is posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com titled Obama Launches Gun Grab. And he said that if this works out, doing things outside of law, outside of Congress, that they are going to launch more executive orders and things to restrict the Second Amendment and put people on a no gun buy list. Even if you have no criminal record, the White House will decide and then shut down your right to keep and bear arms, as the former chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, called for a few years ago. Here is this key report. Get it out to everybody.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And again, we're going
to be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
The police and National Guard going street by street, entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
For anyone who has studied history, it's very clear. Tyrants do not want armed slaves. Slaves are disarmed. As the bumper sticker reads, politicians love disarmed peasants. The first gun control laws in this country were against newly emancipated freed slaves at the end of the Civil War. We've seen a lot of federal power grabs. We've seen Obama launch wars in Libya without congressional approval and levy carbon taxes without Congress. We've seen the power of the bureaucracy grow unchecked. But today, I want to talk to you about one of the most brazen and shocking examples of this I have ever seen. No, I'm not talking about the internet kill switch they put in place or calls restrict free speech that are public. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives announcing to Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, outside of law, with no law, that when a gun dealer sells two or more rifles to someone, they've got to file a suspicious activities report with the ATF. Now remember, when you get those guns, there's an instant check done with the FBI where your background check is run, and on the form, what you're buying and what you're doing is all filled out. And that's under federal law. Albeit unconstitutional, it's still law. What the ATF announced months ago was, well, we're getting a law passed by Congress, and they introduced a bill, the Democrats did, where when you buy two or more rifles, you have to report it and fill out a suspicious activity report on the person to the ATF.
The rule that was put in place to report on rifles that are being, long guns that are being sold, was also, they testified, very helpful.
The demand letter reporting the multiple sale of those rifles would be helpful for us, yes.
Is there any other tool that this Congress could give you?
Well, guess what happened? Congress didn't pass that law. And so Obama said, who needs Congress? And he sent letters on July 12th to every federal firearms licensee or seller in those four states. He sent them letters and said, you will now report. You are ordered. You are commanded. And I have a copy of the letter given to me by a good friend who owns a gun shop here in Austin, Texas. And they have no law authorizing this. And when my friend, who's a gun dealer, called the ATF and talked to Daniel Jones, the head of the ATF here in Austin, he called him 2 weeks before this letter came out because it was in the news that the ATF was already ordering gun shops to do this without law. And he said, do I have to do this to Daniel Jones? And Daniel said, no, the bill has failed in Congress, and obviously we can't enforce something if it's not the law, so don't worry about it. Well, a few weeks later, he got this letter telling him that the ATF was ordering him in America, outside of law, to do this. That is the essence of tyranny. And then I began to remember that Obama had told the Brady campaign and others, it'd been in the Washington Post, World Net Daily, months before, don't worry, I can't get the votes in Congress to restrict guns. I'm going to use the executive branch and the bureaucracy by stealth or, quote, under the radar. This is illegal, but they're setting a precedent where the ATF, outside of law, basically turns them into confidential informants against law-abiding citizens. I have confirmed through two Texas gun dealers and through someone in my office that when you buy two rifles, and by the way, it's in this letter, or two handguns, revolver or pistol, that you get an ATF or FBI visit to your house and they demand to come in your home and see your guns without a warrant. It's a chilling effect. It's intimidation, just like in Nazi Germany. And I got another document that the FBI has issued to gun dealers implying that people buying guns who talk about stopping power, and if they ask what's a good gun to stop a criminal, that you're to call the FBI on. Remember New Orleans with the police chief under federal orders saying all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed. Remember the Army, regular Army and National Guard being sent into wealthy, high and dry areas and going in and blowing open their gun safes and taking their guns and arresting the legal, lawful gun owners. The system does not want armed citizens. They want to set a precedent. And as our country goes into designed banker depression, as we implode, they are coming after our guns. This is how the war against the British Empire started in 1776 at Lexington and Concord. The system is having the police and military start a fight where they know gun owning constitutionalists are not going to go along with it. They are going to start responding as things degenerate, and they're going to be called terrorists. The system, the social engineers, are sending the ATF and the feds on a collision course with law-abiding, patriotic Americans so they can kick off a civil war in America. In closing, I want to give you the good news. It was ATF agents that had some good left in them, like Darth Vader, that blew the whistle when three Border Patrol agents and five police officers were killed in the last year by guns that the government shipped into Mexico. And then the Attorney General, Eric Holder, lied and said that he didn't. He's been caught perjuring himself. The head of the ATF has exposed that. We now have learned that the FBI and DEA are involved in Fast and Furious. And even when they were caught, they still use it to restrict the Second Amendment outside of law because they are criminals. And it's time for good police officers, ATF, FBI, DEA, and others to say, no, I'm not shipping guns to Mexico or Honduras or to Miami to drug gangs to cause a crime wave so you can disarm law-abiding citizens. Hold this criminal agency and their boss, the Attorney General of the United States, accountable because they've been caught on record. And ATF agents have testified that they talked to the White House and they were under Justice Department orders. Of course they were. This is the covert undermining of the Second Amendment and a staged terror attack with these guns to blame law-abiding citizens as this country goes into a depression and we need these guns to protect ourselves. The dirtbag control freaks at the Brady Center and the Violence Policy Center and the rest of them know what they're doing. They're in the business of bringing America to its knees and disarming the American people so we can live under a tyranny. And even when they're caught, they're so arrogant and so full of chutzpah and bravado that they come out and use what they've publicly staged outside of law to order the gun shops to do this. And then they go to the people that have bought the guns' homes and harass them without warrants. This is the fall of the Republic if we don't stand up against it. I'm Alex Jones reporting from the front lines of the info war. You have been warned. Now please warn others. Ask yourselves, what are you doing in this time of great challenge? What are you doing to unlock minds? Go
to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for the latest headlines.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House trying to socialize the United States as fast as he can in order to merge us into a socialistic world superstate, Texas should become a nation state as it was in 1836 to 1845. This is our only hope, not to become slaves in a socialist world government. If Jesus Christ is backing such an effort behind the scenes, who could stop it from happening? God will protect His people. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are back live. Coming up in the next segment, we're opening the phones up on any news item or issue you'd wish to discuss. I would imagine people would want to talk about the ATF outside of law setting the precedent that they can just tell gun shop dealers to do whatever they want and then go to gun owners and harass them. I mean, if this stands, it's like Ron Paul said a few months ago, they can launch a war in Libya without even consulting Congress. If they can pass carbon taxes or implement carbon taxes without Congress passing them, they can do anything. That's why he called it the last nail in the Republic's coffin. But republics are transient, but also, in another way, eternal. Even though they're killing the Republic, and even if they're totally successful in destroying the Republic, we can revive it. Ideas are bulletproof. Now, going over the news, White House takes a victory lap. Obama 2012, this debate's over. GOP senator threatens filibuster. Democratic representatives calls agreement. Satan sandwich. Conyers, people should march on White House. Taxes could still increase. $800 billion. Yeah, that's actually in the agreement. Boehner rallies his troops. He was the protege of the globalist Newt Gingrich, who betrayed the conservative movement in the mid-90s. And so his minions now doing an excellent job. And when Boehner's moved on, and one of his lieutenants will be there butchering the Republic down the road unless we take this country back. Boehner rallies his troops. It's all spending cuts. No real cuts until 2014. Pelosi balks. Dow jumps. And then people actually had a chance to look at the agreement, and then it plunged. We need massive spending cuts and massive tax cuts. Spending cuts and tax cuts. The economy would roar. Every major economist is on record. The facts are there. I mean, look at Kennedy. He cut the highest tax bracket by 50% because it had been the highest tax rate. The next two brackets by, 35%. You can pull those numbers up. They're famous. And tax receipts overall doubled the first year and then had large increases the next year. And the average moron can't figure that out. They're like, but it's a set-sum game. You raise taxes, government gets more money. No, no, no. You cut taxes, it energizes the economy. People spend more, invest more, buy more. And more receipts come in. More money comes in. They know that. But it's not enough to cut taxes and cut spending across the board, including defense. You've got to say, by the way, we want that $27 trillion that the private Federal Reserve stole back. We're going to claw that back and demand to know where it went. And we're not going to prop up these derivatives. At which point, the big six mega parasite banks that are setting up the whole world government, financing all the carbon taxes, all the tyranny, they're the corrupt owners through fraud of the planet, they will go completely ape. But if we identify them as the enemy and as the progenitors of this global meltdown, it will be rough. But then they won't dare fully implode things out of fear that people will finally wake up and they'll be arrested and sent to prison. So we make Wall Street take a giant haircut. Taxpayers should not be signed on to their, quote, bad bets. Now, remember, they weren't bad bets for them. They made money on the front end and on the back end with bailouts. So I don't want to hear about let's cut welfare moms' money and let's cut highway funds' money. And when the highway funds nationwide are all fully paid for, they just steal the money out the back door like Social Security. Let's write off the $600 trillion that the Washington Post claims America owes of the $1.5 quadrillion. And I keep going back to that because it's absolutely essential. You don't deal with that, nothing gets fixed. It is rearranging furniture while your house is burning down, or rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, or polishing the silverware. Okay? This is all much ado about nothing, and we'll be breaking that down more. But the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls coming up in the next segment, a couple segments ahead of our guest joining us. But here's an example from Time Magazine. Headline today, bulldoze, the new way to foreclose. And you've heard Obama say they want to bulldoze at least a third of Detroit, and that's begun, and areas of Los Angeles and other areas. Instead of letting housing prices go down, as they should, instead of being inflated, the big banks with banker bailout money are going in and buying up more houses and getting the foreclosures and the rest of it, many of which they don't even owe, and they're announcing they're going to bulldoze hundreds of thousands of homes conservatively to up the market of their other investments. So this is the predatory, self-destructive, cannibalistic economy. This is the command destruction economy. This is the post-industrial world. Destroy housing.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to finish up some of the debt ceiling economic news and then go to your phone calls. Again, the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. When you hear a caller hang up after I go to them, that's your chance to dial and get in. We'd love to hear from you. Josh, Nick, Aaron, Steve, Ezekiel, and others. We're going to go to you here in just a few minutes. First off, I want to inform PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're simulcasting the radio show right now with a five-camera shoot, so you can see video clips, documents, special reports, and a whole other level of documentation that we did put out a special report. We did a special report Thursday live, and now that has been posted to the archive at PrisonPlanet.tv. It is a one-hour, 55-minute special report getting into cloning, the dangers of GMO, and a lot more, the FDA SWAT-teaming Amish and other whole food producers with Mike Adams in studio. And then in the second part in studio, we had Sheriff Richard Mack. Now, this is not the new TV show that starts Thursday, September 1st, coming up next month. I guess 30 days from now. This is a special report, and we're going to be doing these from time to time. We're going to be doing one Thursday with Gerald Celente, And that should be 7 o'clock again, 7 p.m. Central. That'll be live for folks, but then also archived for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And then I want to encourage PrisonPlanet.tv members who have allowed us to finance the new studio and the new special reports and also the InfoWars Nightly News that's coming. It'll be a 30-minute report every night, but pretty much every week we'll have an hour to two-hour special report on top of it. We'll also air specially produced reports at the end of the TV show many nights of the week. More and more is going to move to PrisonPlanet.tv as listeners have begged us over the years because so many other video sites have censored us. But we will continue to encourage folks to take parts of the information and repost it, get it out to people. And also when you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and download these, burn them to disk, or compress them and then send them to your friends and family. Because we are really trying to build up our news gathering and presentation arm here because we are reaching tens of millions of people a week alone just on YouTube. Tens of millions a week alone just on YouTube. And that's only one of many different heads on the InfoWars Hydra that is attacking the globalist at every level, leading the way, and we couldn't do it without your support. So if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we're just adding more and more, more and more, more and more. For a couple of weeks, we've had the system where I can upload near lifetime reports I shoot on my iPhone, just like YouTube. I'm going to start doing those on PrisonPlanet.tv, but the interface is still a little bit complex for somebody like yours truly. They're trying to get it dummy-proof so I can, you know, sit there and do live reports from my house on the weekend or at night or at 2 a.m. if I feel like it, or so I can upload reports. There's going to be all sorts of stuff, live reports from home, near-live uploads. It's all built. It's just that now I have to be taught how to use it, and let's just say, well, computers are not my forte. I mean, I know how to upload a video to YouTube. And, you know, if I had the time, I could actually learn how to do anything. I'm not that bad at this stuff. It's just that I'm so busy and so used to others doing it for me, but I'm more and more getting into that mode. So, again, more and more coming to PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're not a member, there's 8-plus years of archives, the higher-quality audio podcast, commercial-free every day, the 3-hour live stream, then it's also archived within about an hour of the show. It goes up there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and it's an armory of information warfare against the globalist, PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, it's your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts that informs you to a higher level, gives you tools to wake up others, gives you tools to meet others. You wear an InfoWars.com shirt around in public, you're going to meet like-minded people, big time. It also supports our broadcast and what we do here. We're not supported like MSNBC and other national TV and newspapers with government bailout money stolen from taxpayers. We're not like the Dallas Cowboys who make you buy them a stadium, or Formula One here in Austin trying to make taxpayers pay for their giant racetrack. You know, we're here. We're not the IRS that comes at gunpoint, takes your money, and uses it against you. We're asking you in the free market to vote with your money and support the InfoWar now more than ever. And look what we've built together. Thank you so much for your support. But the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com, and then, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, or you can call toll-free to ask about any of the combos and book and video specials we have, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also get two silver dollars for $85. You can't buy those anywhere by themselves, two of them. I challenge you to try. Two silver dollars, a Big Brother book by Mark Dice, excellent, full-length, great book, and the American Dream DVD film about the bankers, very powerfully produced, animated, special presentation, and very entertaining. A film, a book, and two silver dollars. The silver dollars that cost, and free shipping, $85. So free shipping, a free book, a free film, and two great silver dollars. Give Midas Resources a call, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Okay, I'm done ranting about that, and I want to go to your calls. Getting back to the fact that the Associated Press, the Daily Mail, and others have done the analysis. In fact, here's another article, too. This is from Chicago Tribune, saying that there, so that's Daily Mail, AP, and Chicago Tribune, all have done an analysis of the new debt deal that came out this morning that hadn't passed yet, but they, quote, have till tomorrow afternoon to get it through, or global calamities will happen. We're being trained that our nation doesn't stand on its ingenuity, on its developments, on its hard work. No, it's all about the bankers, all about ratings agencies. And Moody's came out, of course, over the weekend and said, even if you do either plan, you're going to end up defaulting. America is bankrupt. Only because we've been forced to sign on to derivatives that we don't owe the vast majority of. And then we get lectured by the very banks we've bailed out. You got to love that. It's rich, very, very rich to buy it. Middle classes could be hit by tax increase by the back door. Obama and Boehner face furious backlash from their own parties. Last-minute debt deal is slammed as a fudge or a lie. President Barack Obama awoke today to furious reaction to his last-minute deal. And again, the stock market jumped before people had read it, and then when they read it, it tanked. But we'll put that graph back up there. DrudgeReport.com has a good graph. We have one on InfoWars.com as well. The president and congressional leaders last night finally announced an agreement on emergency legislation to avert the nation's first ever financial default. From the greatest creditor nation 50 years ago to banker slaves, and it's all through fraud. But while you pay them to rape you, you gotta love it. But while the dramatic resolution briefly lifted a cloud that had threatened to still fragile economic recovery. Oh, we're in a recovery. Did you hear that one? I'll buy that for a dollar. Critics said in the long run that middle class would bear the brunt of the country's massive debt and increased taxes set to cover the White House's reluctance to cut public spending. And then it goes into all the different tax increases. And so does the Chicago Tribune says the White House has one important tool in its arsenal of influence congressional talks over further deficit reduction measures in the coming months. The Bush-era tax cuts expiring. But it goes on in this deal, it basically kicks those back in. The agreement, which will still be approved by lawmakers, would cut about $2.4 trillion from the deficit. That doesn't happen until a few years from now, and then over 10 years when it starts. With a congressional committee set up to find $1.5 trillion in cuts, so it's all just lies. Tax reform and other deficit reduction measures. And it just goes on to say that basically they're proposing within this the tax increases. So there you have it. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts breaks down that this is orchestrated and is going to be disastrous. Stocks, again, have slide on weak manufacturing news and the fact that there's not really a lot of tax positives in this, tax increases loitering around like barracuda off the coast. And then at the same time, the cuts aren't real. It's like, I will look with a blue ribbon commission down the road at these cuts. We're going deeper into debt to the banks who just create this out of nothing, but we've signed on to it under the 1913 Federal Reserve Act. But I want to go back to this article out of Time Magazine, Bulldoze, the New Way to Foreclose. And that is a nice component or a nice little friend. What's the word I'm looking for? A nice compliment to this article. Bank Post, $11.5 billion profit, much of which was banker bailout money, and announces 30,000 job cuts. And this has been going on for 2 years now with these big mega banks. They're getting rid of their retail banking. They're getting rid of service banking and car loans. You know, they've been given tens of trillions of dollars, but it's harder than ever to get a house loan, a car loan. Even if you got great credit, it's really hard, as many people have experienced. And they're just getting rid or cutting back the retail sectors. They don't need you. They're destroying and consolidating a post-industrial country, a command destruction system, the opposite of free market. They always lecture everyone about, we're free market, we're free market. They've gotten, and we haven't gotten numbers in a year. In 2008, 2009, early 2010, the last number that private banks had been given that they then paid off MSNBC and other media outlets with was $27 trillion, Bloomberg and AP reported. They had to sue to get that information. It's been a year. We haven't learned anything. We just know it's still going on. So I say $27 trillion. Know that it's probably, if you follow the previous growth curve in 2 years, let me see, $27 trillion, so what's a third of that? We're talking 14. 13 and a half trillion or more. So we're talking 40 something trillion, right at 40 trillion. We don't know though. And when you give them that money, you're going to pay that back to them in taxes. You give them the money, they buy the treasury bills, and then you pay taxes to them on that. You do, man, you can't make this stuff up. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. But it's announcing that there are nearly 1.7 million homes in the U.S. in some sort of foreclosure. Banks already own some of these homes and will soon have repossessed many more. Many housing economists worry that the near constant stream of home sales and banks could keep housing prices down. Well, they're supposed to be down. They got way too inflated. But what if some of those homes never hit the market? And it goes on to talk about in Cleveland alone, Bank of America has demolished 100, has announced they're going to demolish 100 homes alone, one mega bank. And they'll even foreclose on houses they don't ever own or never had a deed to, and then bulldoze it. And they're announcing they're going to bulldoze at least a third of Detroit, Wells Fargo, announced 800 homes or has demolished 800. J.P. Morgan is demolished a whole bunch. Oh, but J.P. Morgan gave them to city officials, 1,900 homes. So that's also a form of payoff. Oh, you sent the police and constables and sheriffs to steal homes that we didn't even have deeds to. Some of them owned in cash. I played the CNN clip. Homes bought for in cash years ago, million-dollar home. The people are like, we paid cash. Bank of America never even had a deed to the people that sold it to us, but they took it. And finally, the judge gave them their house back and said, now you got to pay the people their money back, a couple hundred thousand. And Bank of America said, no, we don't care about your bank ruling. So 5 months later, they sent the constable into the Bank of America and took the money out of the till. That's a court order. Took it out of the till. What you're supposed to do. That's a court order. That's adjudicated. Not cops take $1,000 out of your wallet, you know, because you're downtown and they think you shouldn't have $1,000 in your pocket, even if you have the ATM receipt for it, that it's yours. Courts have ruled they can take it. Well, how about the courts actually get constitutional? All right, I'm going to go to your calls. It's just that there's another report here, and this is happening all over the world because they've been devaluing currencies in the last decade, and so all major housing systems have gone up. And there's a report here. Israeli strike over housing cost of living. They've had the same bubble. Peretz is reporting. I wonder if they will just have the houses destroyed. See, we're not going to let the housing price go down. We're just going to bulldoze these houses. We're not going to cut the price and sell the people that need housing in America. No, we're going to destroy the economy. And if the economy tries to get back up on its feet, we're going to put carbon taxes on it. This is the New World Order. This is artificial scarcity. Yeah, they're doing it with oil, diamonds, water. They're doing it with all of these systems. This is what globalism is. All right, let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Josh in Florida. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you, sir. I had a couple of questions. I wanted to ask Ron Paul. You stand by Ron Paul?
I think Ron Paul's got a really great voting record, and he's done an incredible job, and so have his supporters, educating people about the Federal Reserve and not just the puppet government. And I know Ron Paul personally, and I've interviewed him hundreds of times in the last 16 years. And absolutely, of course I support Ron Paul.
I was a little worried about it because he, is a Republican. And I know that the two factions of one party don't get anything done.
Yeah, but come on, Josh, you're more sophisticated than that, man. Of course the leadership of the Republican and Democratic parties are bought and paid for, and that's what we talk about. I'm the guy that invented the term left-right false paradigm. but Ron Paul, almost every speech he gives, he talks about that. He's exposing both parties right now. And he got into Congress as a libertarian, but they were able to block him with the party machine. So he got kicked out of Congress. And so he said, I'm really a libertarian constitutionalist, and I'm going to run using the Republican Party system. So using the machinery is one thing. It's kind of like this low-level, false, logical thing that, Ron Paul must be bad because he's in a major political party. he could be called, he could be part of the Keebler Elf Party or the Bull Moose Party, whatever name you want to give it, as long as it's the fruits of the man. It's the voting record. People stand on what they've done. I mean, does that answer your question? Because I'm having trouble understanding it.
Well, it's just, you know, putting, I have difficulty putting trust in, you know, anybody, because it's like, yeah, they do these great things, and then.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. We're not putting all of our eggs in one basket and putting all our hopes on Ron Paul to win the presidency. Even if he doesn't win the presidency, he's going to be there educating people in the debates and campaigning and really bringing out true ideas of liberty. But if you can't understand me, Josh, let me put it to you this way. Do you have a favorite restaurant, Josh?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, I have restaurants I like. And there are places I've been to 10, 15, 20 times where it's always good. And so it's not that I put my trust in them. I go once, it's good. I go twice, it's good. The 10th time, I start, man, there's no question where I'm going to eat a steak. Okay, so yes, I guess someday I might get a bad steak there, but I've never gotten a bad steak from Ron Paul, politically. All I've gotten is choice, premium, absolute, juiciest.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Trouble so high. Ooh, line, trouble so high.
You know, a lot of people in America have woken up to the fact that they're being lied to. But then, they just don't trust anybody or anything. You have to look at the body of somebody's work. Have they ever made mistakes? Do they get things wrong? I'm sure. But overall, is somebody getting into liberty and freedom and standing up for what's right, what is their roots? Ron Paul, for 35 years, exposing the banking cartel, writing books, lecturing. He's always been the same. His voting record, He always stands for what he believes in. And people say, well, yeah, he's done a lot of good things, but as Josh said earlier, but how do I trust him? How do I know he's for real? So he might turn against us down the road. And that's like saying, you know, well, this restaurant's always been great, but it might become bad someday. Well, then why would you go with restaurants that you know are horrible and that you've had bad experiences with? But again, it's not about Ron Paul, as he said. It's about us individually. What do we stand for? Are we going to start talking about real issues and getting back to the Constitution? Instead of this almost obsession with spending all our time talking about people that are fighting tyranny and nitpicking them, instead of talking about the banks that are openly robbing and raping us, and the TSA and the tyranny and the warrantless wiretapping and the police brutality and the corruption. But see, people see that as a big monolithic bureaucracy. They feel powerless at it. And so they tend to go after the messenger. And I understand that psychology. I get it. I give Ron Paul about a 99. I don't like the fact that he doesn't get into modern false flag. He does say the CIA brings drugs in, that our government has staged terror attacks before, like Tonkin and Ajax and others. I give him about a 99. I'd give Rand about a 97. But, I mean, compared to the other people, they are ideologues. They do really stand for what they believe in. Now, nowadays, I guess an ideologue is kind of a bad term to use, but I kind of think of it as good. I mean, this person, like, what is the definition of ideologue? Am I even using the right term? Nick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I am like a 16-year-old kid. I live in Los Angeles, and I got to say, I've been listening to your show forever. My dad turned me onto it when I was like a little kid. And, you know, we are doing a great job. A lot of my friends in school, you know, they're getting awake and just learning more about this. I've turned them on to you. I've turned them on to Invisible Empire and Fall of the Republic. And it's, you know, it's really moving forward. And I you know, I got to say, I just thank you for what you're doing. And I know a lot of people who are really waking up on Twitter and even on Facebook. And, you know, you're right. We're using their propaganda against them.
Well, absolutely. We're using their systems to incredible effect. They are panicking right now. Congress has a 9% approval rating. That shows that people, by and large, are awake. They're not awake at a sophisticated level, but once the doors open for people to be open-minded, hence the term open-minded, open door, now is the time to be working like slaves to get the word out. You know, there's an old term, working like the devil. The globalists are working like the devil. We've got to work like people that want to not be slaves. Anything else, sir?
Also, a thing that's kind of like a bad thing that I deal with in my daily life is, like, you know, in school, it's so bureaucratic, and just the whole school system and education is just completely messed up. And that's something that I'm really pushing to get, like, reformed and really to be actually just where people and kids are learning, and they're not just, you know, studying for a test and then they just forget it all after. And, you know, it's all just about, you know, passing in good grades and all that stuff. You know, it's really about learning and applying what you're learning.
Absolutely. Good job, my friend. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back and go to Aaron, Steve, Ezekiel, Jason, and others. And then, of course, we have Lennon LaRouche joining us. And I just got a special communique from them. It says, Jaron, we are now getting briefed that everything you read in the press on Senate House agreement in the press is a lie. Well, that's what the stock market says. It first went way up and then plunged. We are about to lose the United States of civilization. This is a Hitler coup. There's going to be Americans dead in the streets. We can still turn this around. Lynn will have more in the subject of the interview. Don.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.